Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, it's time for Around Town here on WHTL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
From the Wake Up Call with Mark and Lynn. And it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
I don't know. And we did not have any stops this last weekend. So it seems to me it should have lasted a lot longer than it did.
Yeah.
But that did not happen. Mm-mm. We did work outside on Saturday.
And it was hot yesterday.
And it was really hot yesterday. You watered some flowers yesterday. I was smarter. I stayed inside.
Yeah, and it's going to be a hot one again today. So if you've got plans, heat index above 100. So try to stay inside and stay hydrated if you can. But my gosh, what a busy week coming up. We've got two fairs. We've got a fall festival. And today, my gosh, the morning flew by.
We've already packed a week's worth of activity into a morning, my opinion.
And what an exciting day. We got to highlight women artists today.
Yes.
And I like that.
Rock on.
We were joined in studio by Sarah Baresh, the lead singer of Ember. What a great band they are. Such a talented group of musicians. And they're going to be at Ashley for the Arts coming up Friday, 4 o'clock, the Friday of Ashley for the Arts on the Soldier Walk stage. And then Casey Johns, rock country star from Nashville, called in to chat with me, and she's going to be on the Soldier Walk stage Saturday at 4, and then a week later she's going to be in Whitehall for Beef and Dairy Days. Just last year, remember, Lynn, she was in studio with me, and that was so amazing.
Yeah, she performed for Whitehall Beef and Dairy Days last year too,
If you get a chance to meet her, she is the most genuine person. She really is. I mean, she loves people.
Yeah. She and Sarah both are.
They are.
Just sweethearts. Yep. And such talented women. Really excited to see them this year.
Me too. Speaking of talent, coming up on Wednesday, I'm going to be talking with the one and only Roger Earl, founding member of Foghat. I'm excited about that.
Yep, they're a headliner this year at Ashley for the Arts.
Yeah, you know, he was in a band, a really good band before Foghat, that maybe people don't realize, Savoy Brown.
Oh, I remember them.
Yes, he was in Savoy Brown.
I didn't know he was in them.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, in that vein, we are in the midst of an Ashley for the Arts giveaway.
Ooh.
Yeah, it started last week. On Thursday and Friday, we gave away ticket bundles. Each bundle includes meet and greet passes for the artist of the day that we announce every day, and two general admission tickets for Ashley for the Arts for the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And we started that on Thursday, and we gave away tickets during Day Tripping with Bobby Tripp and also Happy Hour with Buck Davey. Our Thursday winners for Corey Kent, they'll be able to meet and greet Corey Kent, two tickets for him, are Annie Meeshan.
Nixon.
And Rick Hansen.
Way to go, Rick. And you know, what's so cool about this is they get two meet and greets, so they can take a friend.
Right.
And they get two wristbands, so they can get that friend in with them.
Right.
So that's cool.
It's a pretty cool deal. Friday, the artist was the one and only Gene Simmons.
Oh, wow.
And the winners of those meet and greets were Riley Sabota and Mary Johnson.
Way to go, Mary Marsalek Johnson.
Yeah.
And Riley. That's cool.
So today's artist, we're doing it again, is John Pardee.
That is big.
That's a big one.
He is on the main stage, I think, Friday night at 9.
Right.
And he has become a major talent.
He really has. And then later this week, tomorrow, actually, we are giving away meet and greets for Foghat.
Can I win those?
Well, you're going to be talking to Roger Earle, so that's as good as it gets, okay. I think. So you can't win the tickets.
Okay.
You can't spin the wheel, and you can't win the tickets. That's just the way it is, okay?
Yeah.
Also, next week, we are going to do it again.
Really?
Monday, we're giving away meet and greets and the Ashley for the Arts wristbands for Lainey Gardner.
On Monday.
On Monday, cool. The 3rd. Or she's going to be appearing on Friday the 7th at 3 p.m.
Right.
And then on Tuesday, the final artist we're giving away tickets for, Ernest.
Ernest.
Ernest appears Saturday at 7.
I'll tell you, and you could be there courtesy of WHDL and your friends at Ashley for the Arts. Those meet and greets, I tell you, they are so popular, and what a neat thing. We love making people winners.
We do.
You know, also coming up Sunday, you and I are going to be on the go from 10 until noon. We're going to be at SS Peter and Paul for their fall festival.
I love that one.
I do, too. It's so much fun over there.
It is.
What a great group of people. And Sunday, the Polka Mass at 10:15. Then the dinner. Oh, roasted chicken, meatball dinner, all the trimmings. It's delicious.
It's good stuff.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Food.
And it's a stop on the summer celebration tour.
It is. So stop by, see Lynn, spin that wheel. You could win on the spot. And a full day of activity. Bingo starting at 1. Meat raffle, water games for the kids, sportsman raffle. Music by the Rhythm Playboys at 4:30, and then the big raffle drawings at 6. It's a huge day, and of course the proceeds go to benefit the SS Peter and Paul Parish. So, I mean, it's just a great event.
And we're there from 10 to noon, so stop on out and see us.
You betcha.
Okay.
Then fairs. This is fair time.
It's fair time.
We're on the go.
Everyone here is on the go. We're going to SF Peter and Paul. Bobby Tripp is going to be going to the Jackson County Fair this week. Starts on Wednesday, goes through Sunday. Bobby will be there live with his show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 2 this week.
Awesome. In
the Lunda Arena. Lots of great entertainment once again, always is at the Jackson County Fair. There, grandstand entertainment. Thursday is the tractor pull at 7 o'clock. Friday is the Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers. Saturday is the TNC Rodeo, always popular. And Sunday, the big demo derby at 11:30. So that will be fun. Also, lots of beer garden entertainment this year. They're having Thirsty Thursday from 5 to 7, wine, beer, meat, and cheese with music by Abigail Mathis. On Friday, they're having a hypnotist, the Astonishing Hypnotist. On Friday, that's an adult only show, and Static Echo is playing at from 9 to 1. And then Saturday, some of our favorite guys from Tippin' Back Ridge will take the stage in the beer garden from 9 to 1 o'clock.
They do a great show. They really do. And make sure you stop by and say hello to Bobby, as he'll be in the Lunda Arena bringing Day Trippin' with Bobby live from the fair. And then Thursday and Friday, but of course it starts Thursday but runs through Sunday, but Thursday and Friday we will be at the Buffalo County Fair in affiliation with Pepin County.
Yep.
Buck Davey, happy hour, doing his show live from 2 until 6, both Thursday and Friday. And then Friday night, he and Butch are going to be handling a summer celebration tour from 6 until 8.
They'll be there with the wheel.
It'll be great. You can spin that wheel and win right on the spot. Great entertainment, too. The garden tractor pull is Thursday night at 6:30. The tri-state truck and tractor pull, 6:30 on Friday. The big horse pull in the morning on Saturday. And then the demolition derby at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday. And then the farm tractor and truck pull at noon on Sunday. Pickles the Clown.
Oh, he's always a fun time.
Yeah, and a lot of music. Rockabilly Riot on stage Thursday night. The Madley Band is the full band this time. We'll be there Friday night. Bennett Valley Gray Band on Saturday.
Always popular.
They are really popular. And then Ron Pronshinsky, music by Ron on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. Just a busy week.
Yep, and don't forget to stop by our booths at both fairs. You might see something new this year that we're going to be doing courtesy of our creative director, Steve Tudhope, that
he's
we're pretty
be on
excited about.
Yeah. He's got to go set both of these up.
Yeah, so you'll have to
have
stop
you done
at
that
the
yet? No.
You'll have to stop at the fair and see what he has up his sleeve. It's pretty cool.
He's always keeping it real.
And while you're there, don't forget to register for our prizes.
Yes.
Jackson County Fair. We have both grand prizes at the end of the fair and daily prizes. Our daily prizes are, just give me a minute here and I will get the entire list in front of me.
There's just too many papers.
So many papers and lots of prizes. Four daily prizes at the Jackson County Fair. A burnt wooden American flag, a family four-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, a $50 gift card to Blair Meat Market, and a gift card to the WHTL Swag Store will be given away each day, courtesy of Ashley Furniture Industries, Tri-County Communications, and Co-op Credit Union. And then our grand prizes include a grand champion prize package, a reserve champion package, and a blue ribbon package. The prize sponsors for those: Wamedy State Bank, Blair Meat Market, and Amplify Health by Gunderson. And part of that grand prize package is a family four-pack of tickets to Mall of America.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And not to be outdone, Buffalo County Fair, you can register there, too,
because
we're giving away
great prizes there, too.
Great prizes. Four different prizes per day: a burnt wooden American flag, a four-pack of tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway,
woo-hoo,
a $50 gift card to Bushy's Meat Market, and $15 gift card to the WHTL Swag Store. Daily prizes in Buffalo County, courtesy of Ashley Furniture Industries, Bushy's Meat Market, Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and Anubis Silo and Equipment. And then the grand prizes, not to be outdone by Jackson County. Four family four-pack to the Mall of America for the grand champion package, a shadow box with a beautiful burnt wooden U.S. flag with map and map design, four tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and then second reserve champion package, four tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway and a $50 gift card to Bushy's Meat Market. The blue ribbon package, the third place, four-pack of tickets to Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and a $50 gift card to Bushy's Meat Market. Want to thank Wamedy State Bank, Arcadia Motors, and Amplify Health by Gunderson for making it possible.
We couldn't do it without all our great sponsors.
No, our sponsors are very important. Well, here you go, the end of July. Can you believe it's the end of July already?
You know, it all kind of hits at once. We get the Trempealeau County Fair, and then the other fairs, Jackson and Buffalo in affiliation with Pepin. We've got the SS Peter and Paul. Then all of a sudden, it's time for Ashley.
I know. It's hard to believe the summer is flying by.
And we do the York Rodeo that weekend, too.
Yeah. Never
also
a dull moment.
Also taking place this week, if you just don't have enough to do, Galesville is having the fire department is having their drive-through chicken queue this
Sunday.
Week on Sunday. So
you bet.
Go get some charcoal chicken
at the firehouse. I think they start at 10:30. That is this week's Around Town here on WHGL. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
Have a great week.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.